GNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Terrasonic. This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around. And we are into week numbers in the 20s now. Week 21, I believe, we're in this crazy lockdown situation. But that's 21 weeks of me in the house and having a lot more time to look around for music and finding a lot more music to share with you. And, of course, we've got a lot more coming your way today. So without any further ado, let's just kind of get down to it. We're going to start off with some cowboy music from Montreal here on Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
Monkey. decir cuatro animales me miraban, miraba Fresh Pudel, burro y oveja, con su sonrisa concentrada. Concentrada, y yo lloraba, y yo lloraba con su sonrisa concentrada, y yo lloraba. Cuatro animales me miraban.
morena, ay negra, morena, ay negra.
You're listening to Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today for this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. We come your way pretty much every Saturday, noon to 1, right here on KGNU. Thanks for listening today. Hope you're having a nice day. Still safe and healthy and making the most of what has been otherwise a beautiful summer. We began the show, as I said at the top, with some cowboy music from Montreal, Bernard Adamus, from his album Number Dos, and a track called Arrange-toi avec ça, and that one actually recorded back, I believe, in about 2013, but I just discovered it this week, once again confirming my theory, or really, it's a statement put out by Mike Watt a long time ago. The only thing new is you finding out about it. And that's basically a big part of what this show is based on, that philosophy. After Bernard Adamus in Montreal, we went directly to Colombia for a few tracks, starting with Las Malas Amistades from an album called Patio Bonito that came out, I'm going to say, sometime in the mid-aughts, and a track called Cuaderno, and then from a little bit later in the first decade of the 21st century, it was Very Be Careful. And from an album called Escape Room, we heard El Hospital, and then the Piper Street sound dub redo of Son Palenque's La Negra, and that comes from Palenque Records Afro Columbia Remix Volume 2. In the background right now, new music from Dengue, from a compilation just released from On the Corner Records out of the UK. One of the, in my opinion, or at least in the corner of the musical universe that I most frequent, On the Corner is a major player, great label, putting out some great stuff, really pushing the edge. And from a new dance floor sampler called Door to the Cosmos, again, it was Dengue, and a song called Yodeler, and that's what's in the background right now. We're going to get into some new stuff coming up and, you know, looking back as well, always. And, but ever onward here on Terrasonic. Back to the music. Here we go. We'll be right back. It's Terrasonic on KGNU, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you're having a good one. We just heard a remix of a track from a 2018 album by Istanbul's Gözyaşı Çetesi. The track called, well, my Turkish isn't very good, but it was the İbulbul remix. And that just came out recently on La Volta Ros Records. Before that, Altın Gün, also with some Turkish roots, but they're based in Amsterdam. And we heard the B-side to the Jelin Halayi single, the track called Div Div. And before that, a new track from Tel Aviv's Sababa 5 featuring Eureka, and a song called Tokyo Midnight. That's the A-side to a forthcoming single from Sababa 5. In the background right now, it is Modulaire and a track called Arabian Food. And this is the one that's from the La Volta Ros label. The Sababa 5 track was from Batov Records. Apologies for that. So yeah, right now in the background, Modulaire, a track called Arabian Food. And as you can hear, if you're into this, if you know what I'm talking about, they're clearly sampling some Omar Suleiman here. Still halfway to go, a little less than in the show, but a lot more music to come here on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Now my one bro, watch out, take it. Rally Millie Sare, ਪੈਗ ਨਾਲ ਪੈਗ ਟਕਰਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਯਾਰ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਪੀਲੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਯਾਰ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਪੀਲੀ ਪੀਲੀ ਮੱਛ ਮਰੋੜ ਦੀ ਚੜ ਗਈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਚੜ ਗਈ ਯਾਰੋ ਚੜ ਗਈ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਤੋੜ ਦੀ ਚੜ ਗਈ ਯਾਰੋ ਚੜ ਗਈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਚੜ ਗਈ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਤੋੜ ਦੀ
Across the nation, India to England, some people can't live without a drinking of the and why you think? Man want to drink, we want to be a coach, he want a champagne thing, and only whiskey make your bread them sing. Push up your hand and wiggle your style, we bring, and repeat up and with that drink, drink. I burn it up and with the fire that we bring, mash up the dance. Push up you wanna
inside 15 minutes towards the top of the hour here to this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic is rounding into the home stretch here on KGNU. Hope you've been enjoying this week's journey. We just heard Tiki Masala on a track called Mere Mata, and I pulled that from a new compilation out on the sub-bass label called Ethno Step 10. Before that, going back several years, not exactly sure how many, but several, to Swami and a track called Ching featuring Speed. That's an alternate take, and it's taken from 53431, Swami's Greatest Hits, the deluxe version. In the background right now, from a bundle of tracks pulled from LPs from Mali and put out by Glitterbeat through their Bandcamp, we're listening to Black Mango and a piece called Naked Venus. Well, like I said, we've got a little less than 15 minutes left to go in the show and a few more tracks to pack in before we give way to headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. I think it's going to be K&E today, not positive. We'll find out together in just a few minutes. At 4 o'clock, it's 3 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Tonya in with you this afternoon for that. Bringing you up until 6 o'clock and an hour of news from the BBC. KGNU's Saturday evening music program kicks off at 7 with Sound Lab. Bob Cosmo in with you this evening. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Like I said, a little bit more music left to go, so let's dig it, and then I'll come back to say goodbye and all that. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
no yabakuru batenga libina emei no yabakuru batenga libina ndandonge ndandonge ndandonge ndandonge etamoro gere tamuibi etamoro gere tamuibi
amangana yabakuru botambe liga boteba amangana yabakuru botambe liga boteba
ayi abakuru bakateba ayi abakuru bakateba
amangana yabakuru botambe liga boteba amangana yabakuru botambe liga boteba
ayi abakuru bakateba ayi abakuru bakateba
That's going to do it for this week's episode of Terrasonic. Taking it out with Tom Spirals and Ashanti Sela from a single put out through Ashanti Sela's Bandcamp called Ataban do Africa. Before that, Ngala Oreo featuring King Coco B and a track called Abacoro. You'll find a playlist for today's show, an archive of this episode and past episodes of Terrasonic at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel, archive programs, interviews, live and studio performances, shows that don't air on the air here at KGNU, and a lot more, all for you at afterfm.com. A lot of great ways to discover some new music there, as if you're not already discovering enough just from the regular KGNU broadcast. But I know you KGNU listeners, like me, have very thirsty ears. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Reach me anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Stick around for reggae coming up after headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour, but we're going to ride it out of here with this Tom Spirals and Ashanti Sela track. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229 AC Netherlands, K254 CH LaPorte, and K256 CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thank you very, very much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, take care of yourselves and each other. And we'll see you back here next time for another episode of Terrasonic on KGNU.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Anti-government protesters have occupied the foreign ministry in the Lebanese capital Beirut. Another group has entered the economy ministry, throwing down a rain of documents and a picture of President Michel Aoun. Video footage from the city centre, where thousands earlier converged to vent their fury at the government's handling of Tuesday's explosion, shows several fires burning. One of the protesters told the BBC they wouldn't be giving up.
They've just been throwing tear gases on us, and like, we're just fighting back. This is enough. They've taken our money. They've taken our pride. They're killing us, and they still don't want to resign. This is too much. We can't take it anymore. This is too much. They're going to fight. We're going to fight back. They're firing tear gases. We're still going in. We're still fighting, and it's not going to end here.
Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab said the only way out of the country's crisis was early parliamentary elections. The German tabloid newspaper Bild has published a photograph it says confirms reports that the former Spanish king Juan Carlos has gone to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. The royal family has declined to comment. Our Europe editor is Mike Sanders.
The man pictured getting off a private jet certainly looks like the former king, even behind a surgical mask. Bild's newspaper says Juan Carlos has taken up residence in an entire floor of the five-star Emirates Palace Hotel in Abu Dhabi. He's left behind a rumbling disagreement within Spain's left-wing coalition government. The ex-king denies wrongdoing, but the Deputy Prime Minister, Pablo Iglesias, says he shouldn't have gone while under investigation by the Spanish and Swiss authorities over a Spanish-led railway project in Saudi Arabia. Mr. Iglesias says that sooner or later, Spanish youth will demand a republic.
An investigation in Chad has found that 44 prisoners died earlier this year due to poor conditions and were not poisoned as the authorities had suggested. They were amongst 58 suspected Boko Haram members being held in the capital N'Djamena in April. Will Ross reports.
The independent investigation has found the 44 men died because of heat, thirst and hunger in the cramped cells. Chad's National Human Rights Commission says the jailers offered no help despite the inmates' cries of distress throughout the night, and it suggests they were not members of the jihadist group at all. The implication of this report is that the Chadian military is guilty of using the same brutal tactics that were deployed in neighbouring Nigeria. There, the atrocities by the army and arbitrary arrests fueled anger amongst the local population and made the fight against the jihadists even harder.
A Venezuelan court has sentenced two former US soldiers to 20 years in prison for their part in a failed plot to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. Attorney General Tarek William Saab said Luke Denman and Iron Berry admitted to conspiracy, illicit trafficking of weapons and terrorism. The men were among a group of people seized by the Venezuela's military in May. World News from the BBC. The main challenger to Alexander Lukashenko's in Sunday's presidential election has appealed to the people of Belarus to refrain from violence. Our strength lies in unity and love for our country, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya said in a video address. Mr. Lukashenko is facing his biggest challenge yet after ruling Belarus for more than a quarter of a century. Tens of thousands of female health workers on the front line of India's battle to contain the coronavirus are staging a two-day strike. They're calling for protection equipment.